Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
We are watching The End of Time, part two. We're getting to the pointy end of it. Wilf is locked in the weird double shower and wants the doctor to let him out. But the doctor says as soon as he touches any control, it's going to be flooded with, you know, 500,000 rads. But safe behind Vinvoce glass, which, you know, is a weird thing to use just to make a sort of electronic shower. And the doctor's like, oh, so this was why I've been bumping into you so much. You've been waiting for me all this time. And the doctor's really upset by this. He goes, so this is what I get. This is my reward. He goes, and it's not fair. And he petulantly throws some things on the floor. Like, nah! You know, when you're upset with something, you like kick a plant. then he goes, I've lived too long. And Wilf's like pleading with him. He's like, no, don't. And the doctor goes, it's my honor. And he goes, I better be quick. So he goes in, presses a button. Wilf steps out. And then the doctor writhes about in the radiation, collapsing to the floor. And Wilf's watching helplessly. Then there's a boom. And the doctor stands up. And Wilf says, oh, you're in a hell of a state. And the doctor wipes his face. And all of his cuts and scrapes disappear. And Wilf says, how did you do that? And the doctor says, it started. Oh, and then Wilf hugs him. Sean is attending to Donna. She's freezing, and like she's gone into hypothermia. And then there's the sound of the TARDIS. She wakes up and says, did I miss something again? Oh, because remember she missed all of the Christmas things that happened, except the one she was involved in. Sylvia pops outside to see Wilf coming out of the TARDIS. And the doctor says, oh, she's smiling, as if today wasn't bad enough. And the doctor's like, I don't think this is goodbye, Wilf. I'll see you again one more time. And the doctor says he's going to go and get his reward and gets back in the TARDIS. Then we see Mickey and Martha running around with guns. They're being shot at by a Sontaran and they've gone freelance and apparently they're married now. the Sontaran is Dan Starkey, you know, who is playing a Sontaran for the rest of time now. He's taking aim, licking his lips, and then collapses because the doctor's banged him on the back of the probic vent. Martha and Mickey see the doctor up on the gantry where the Sontaran has just collapsed, and he wanders off as some woman starts singing. You know that scene. And they both look sad as they know what's happening. Then the sound of the TARDIS dematerializing. And then there's Luke from the Sarah Jane Adventures, Sarah Jane's son. He's on the phone. You know, the one without the belly button that was made by the whatever they were called, the Samantha Bonds people. He's talking about like a cover story, you know, about how no one believes it, but, you know, Wi-Fi apparently made everyone hallucinate. They all had the same face. And he nearly gets hit by a car, but the doctor saves him. And then Luke runs across the road calling Mom. And then, oh, my God, Sarah Jane. Ooh, Sarah Jane comes and her lip trembles as the doctor's waving goodbye. and she smiles. Then in a space bar, there's like a Slitheen and some Hath and a Jadoon are wandering about. Captain Jack is drinking alone at the bar, and Adipose wanders down the bar and then falls off. And a piece of paper is delivered by the bartender from that guy over there, which is the doctor across the room. And all it says on the paper is his name is Alonzo. And the doctor nods, and there's Midshipman Frame from the Titanic. And then Captain Jack and Alonzo give each other dirty looks, and it looks like it's on. Then there's the great-granddaughter of Joan from Human Nature. I mean, it's the same actor as Jessica Hines. Talking about her mum's diary that she found, where she fell in love with a man who was from another world. And so she's published it as a book, and the doctor is in the queue and gets one signed to the doctor. And she goes, it's funny, that's the name he used. And then she pretends to sign the book, and I'm like, oh, this is the horror of high-definition television. It's like I can just see the texture is like a good 6 inches off the book. She's been told, don't sign it. It's not our book. We have to give it back to props. anyway, the doctor asks if she was happy in the end, and the granddaughter says, yeah, she was. Were you? Oh, my God, she knows. The doctor smiles and walks away. Then Donna and Sean are getting married. Oh, they do get married. There's flower petals being strewn everywhere. Everyone's saying, hip hooray. By the way, it's taken all this time just for me to work out whether or not Donna and Sean got married. I couldn't remember from the first time. That's why I've put myself through all this. The Barbie bubble bath, the crying, the the maths, the not being able to work out science. Oh, my God. The not understanding how John Travolta flies a plane. Like, it's been a lot to go through just to work out whether or not they were married. And they are. they're getting photos taken. Neris, you know, Donna's frenemy. Neris is furious that Donna has made her wear peach. Minnie, June Whitfield, tries to get Wilfred to propose to her, and then she goes off to catch the bouquet with a cheeky look on her face. Sylvia sees the doctor, and she and Wilf go over to say hello. Wilf tells the doctor they arrested Mr. Naismith, and Wilf wants to know who that woman was. So do I. The doctor doesn't say anything. He just looks over at Donna and says, oh, I wanted to give you this as a wedding present. He goes, I don't carry money. So I went back in time to borrow a quid off a bloke called Jeffrey Noble. Oh, it's Donna's dead dad. Oh, that's so sweet. Because the actor died in real life. And that's why they replaced him with Wilf, because he was unwell. Like, he filmed some scenes, I think, for the first episode, which they then refilmed with Bernard Cribbins. Oh, that's a moment. I'm having many, many emotions during this. Sylvia looks stricken, of course, at the mention of her husband. Oh, it's so lovely. Wilf gives Donna the envelope, and there's a lottery ticket, and she's like, well, that's a bit cheap. She goes, but it is a triple rollover this week, and goes off to find Sean. Wilf and Sylvia obviously realise what this means, the doctor having bought a lottery ticket, because he would be able to go to the future, get the numbers, come back and play them. So that's does that mean when we meet Donna in the next episode, she's going to be larded? The doctor looks sadly on from outside the TARDIS, and Wilf salutes him, and the doctor gets back in the TARDIS, and Wilf cries and, you know, clutches his hand to his mouth and makes a gif. You know, that gif of Wilf crying. Oh, it's so good. Then we see Jackie and Rose wandering around the snow at the Powell Estate. Then the TARDIS is in the background, and they're saying Happy New Year to each other. And Rose is telling Jackie not to stay out all night. And the doctor is kind of behind Rose and groans in pain. And she's like, are you all right? And she says, Happy New Year. And he asks what year it is. And she says, oh, it's January 1st, 2005. And he's like, oh, you're going to have a great year. And then she goes back upstairs. Oh, and he stumbles away, wincing in pain. It was nice to see Rose and Jackie. He struggles to get to the TARDIS, which is what I'm like when I try to get out of the beanbag in the theory dome. It's a huge effort. I've got sore knees. The doctor falls over in the snow, and then there's Ood Sigma just standing in the Powell estate and saying the universe will sing to him. And then we hear the operatic voice again. There's a circle of Ood on the Ood sphere, all lifting their hands in their circle. The doctor gets up and walks to the TARDIS, and Ood says, "This song is ending, but the story never ends." And the doctor gets into the TARDIS and takes off his big coat and looks at his glowing hands, sets some controls and sets the TARDIS in motion, and it spins above the Earth. And then the doctor says, "I don't want to go." It's very sad. And his face starts to glow as his theme plays. Energy streams out of his hands and face, and then there's an explosion of energy, and the TARDIS is showered with sparks, fire starting everywhere. One of the big coral pillars falls down. And then he's Matt Smith, who kisses his knee, looks at his hands and fingers, checks his ears, realizes he's got long hair, thinks he's a girl, but then he's like, "Oh no, I'm not a girl, there's an Adam's apple." And then he pulls his hair in front of his eyes, he's like, "Oh, still not ginger." And then realizes he's forgotten something. "Oh, I'm crashing." He seems quite excited about it. And then the TARDIS tumbles end over end, spewing fire. The doctor calls out Geronimo. It's a whole new day. Oh, this has been fun. How do you feel about the end of time, revisiting all of this madness? I would love to hear your thoughts, your theories, your experiences, your memories. Did you also have a little cry like I did? Theory at adamrichard.com.au or patreon.com/AdamRichard, or the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you when I get back from my holiday, which is when this should finish, and we can all catch up. There may be a slight hiatus. There might be a week off. But I'll know more when I'm back and can sort things out. But yeah, the Patreon episodes will continue for the next few weeks. I think I've scheduled them up at least until February. So if you want to hear about the Children of the Revolution comic with the Eighth Doctor, or the David Tennant audios from Big Finish, which I've been listening to, they are all online now at patreon.com/AdamRichard.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.